Maybe some of you guys already noticed. I was like, what a perfect connection. We had a lot of soldiers over here yesterday, a lot of people that was dressed up. So yeah, it just connected pretty cool. I want to start out with reading scriptures, and then I'm going to go into the word that I have prepped for today. Let's read Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 17. So verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. Verse 12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers of the darkness world, in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Verse 13, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will stand firm. You will be standing firm. Stand your ground, put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from God's good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition, all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. 17, put on salvation, helmet of salvation, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I named my topic today, put on your helmet. And this is the helmet what I want to talk about. I'm sure them warriors didn't particular have this kind of helmet on, but what we got is close enough. Very interesting. I feel like it's a very light topic, but it's a very deep topic. I feel like everybody kind of runs through this, but not a lot of Christians walk this out in life. What I mean by that, it's one thing on paper, reading it with words, it's another thing when you practically start walking it out physically. Like, meaning that, like, it's super practical what it talks about. It's, you know, on paper when I was reading this, and I'm like, you know, we read it as a story, we read it as advice from Paul, but I'm like, this is a warrior of God. Like, this man has fought the good fight, he went through a lot of challenges, he overcame a lot of stuff. So his perspective on putting this is a war type of mentality. He's a warrior. It talks about against strategies of the devil. This is crazy. When we start thinking about this, strategies. Can you imagine that? The enemy actually strategizes and plans for your killing, stealing, and destroying. Like, he wants to put you down in any way he can, and he strategizes against that. And like, I don't want to focus on the enemy a lot today, but you got to know your enemy. If you really want to be successful as a Christian, you really have to know your enemy. And so when it comes to the helmet, if you guys noticed, it protects your brain. It protects your mind. That's the whole point of a helmet. Don't take any pictures of me and don't use them against me. So I actually wanted to post a couple of pictures right now on our. So this is what a Roman soldier looked like. Close enough. I mean, it's a modern faces there on the picture. Let's do the next photo right there. So when we look at Ephesians 6, chapter 6 through 10, this is what we're talking about, to put a visual on the screen. So when God talks about put, you know, and he actually has a sword, it's a little bit hard to see it, but he has one of these on, he has, you know, breastplate, like, not sure about the shoes, what that looks like, but shoes of peace, I'm sure of it. And so this is a very, like, it's a large, you know, it's these verses, all of them, it can be a series, literally. We can hit up each point and do a series on it. And I think maybe next year, I definitely would want to try doing different series and stuff. But I want to focus on helmet of salvation. I've been feeling it like throughout the whole week, interacting with different people, you know, different levels of Christian faith levels, right? either you're a baby Christian or you've been a Christian for 5 years or you've been Christian 10 years or a decade or even more, this thing, it is crazy that this salvation is not a one occurring like event. It's not when you just get saved, you accept Jesus Christ and your Savior and boom, your salvation is you know, rock and rolling and you don't have to like, it's in the back, right? You don't have to think about it no more. This is actually becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a lifestyle because your heart, you receive it as a gift, but then it starts with a process of renewing your mind. And so when God talks about in Ephesians, when Paul talks about in Ephesians, put on your helmet, he wants your brain to be protected, your spiritual life to be protected. Come on, Danny. Yes. He wants you to be protected. You know why? Everything else we read as far as the whole costume goes and putting on, you know, the whole armor of God, that whole armor doesn't matter if you don't have this and your brain and your head is not protected. Like literally, your brain is the console of your whole body. It starts with your mind. That's where the commands are sent to your body and that's where everything else takes place. So command center, it starts with that. Where the mind goes, that's where your body follows. This is pretty insane because a lot of Christians, they read the word, they spend time in the spirit, they do life, but how many of you guys know that Monday through Friday, you apply this in every area of your life? So whatever that looks like at work, like, you know, if I start seeing some funky stuff at work, I start applying my like salvation. I start praying in tongues. I'm like, Lord, what is happening over here? You know, like it's like, depending on the level, how long you've been with God, when you start understanding that it's a war behind the scenes in the spirit realm, and this is not a joke what Paul is talking about, you start taking this very like seriously. This is not, you give your life to God and that's it, everything's gonna be good. No, that's where you start actually discovering your identity that comes with this, discovering the protection and the safety that comes with this. Because in all of this, we have that. How many of you guys know with this little thing comes identity? Anybody? What it is that, you know, helmets are used in everything. In construction worker have a little bit different setup. With, you know, when you're riding a bike, you put a helmet on to protect your head because that's like the most important thing. When Roman soldiers would put on the helmets, they would represent the king or their whole empire in that. When we put on the helmet of salvation, we are representative of Christ. That's really what that happens. So when it comes to helmet of salvation, it represents so many different things. But at the same time, it is where we stay safe and protected. Yes, it's a representative, but it's also where we stay safe and protected. It's a declaration that you're a warrior for Jesus. So on this, I want to make a couple of points what really this is attached to. When it comes to this helmet, gift of salvation happens, you receive it by faith. You ask Jesus into your life as your Lord and your Savior, and you truly receive it as, you know, as a gift. Then Romans 12:2 starts. We'll read this right now really quick. Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. I love this because God talks about new person. Transform you into a new person. So you give your life to God, you receive a new heart. You are a new creation and a new being in God. Second step is your mind. So this is, for a believer, this is such a big part of God's process in us because heart is new. Like that's it. We're going to heaven with God. He paid the price on the cross 2,000 years ago. It is said and done. This is Monday through Friday and the weekend, it looks like this. Now we start understanding who we are in God, who Jesus really is, who we are and what our destiny is, what the kingdom looks like. We start discovering this whole unseen realm and it goes back to helmet of salvation. Why? When we get attacked with negative thoughts, it's on us to discern what is of God, what is of us, what is of the flesh, what is truly attacking us. Some of these like strategies that the enemy plans against us, they are so sneaky. You let in one thought, boom, next thing you know, you're on a roller coaster. You're riding all kinds of different feelings and emotions. How many of you guys ever experienced that? One thought you let in, boom, everything starts changing. It is so crazy how that works. And this is what Paul talks about, putting on the whole armor and especially the helmet of salvation, because when your mind starts getting messed with, again, you can get shot or hurt in the body, in your hand, that can be healed up. When your mind starts getting glitched up, it's not a good sign. It is really not a good sign. And so after we give our life to God, salvation, process, transformation starts. Holy Spirit starts teaching us of the reality of who God is. You know, the crazy thing is, religion teaches salvation and that's where they stop. But that is so crazy, because you just literally step into a new realm and into new reality. This is where you got to start studying what the spiritual life looks like, what the kingdom looks like, what everything looks like. How many of you guys know that that's a lot of studying? That's a lot of studying. That's a whole lifetime of experiencing who your God is, who you are, because God knows who we are. We really don't know what we are until we're put in different situations in life, right? And then we start discovering slowly, oh, this is what I can do. Oh, well, that's what my abilities are. That's what my giftings are. And this takes like a long time. And so Holy Spirit, after salvation, Holy Spirit starts working on that process of our minds, renewing and transforming our minds. The more deeper we get into understanding what life looks like behind the scenes and in the spirit realm, the more clear we start understanding how real the enemy is, how strong he is, how strategic he is. I'm not saying to fear him, but I mean, like, if you're, you know, if this is a war mentality and Paul is telling us to dress up and this is real, like there might be a battle in a battlefield, you have to know your opponent, who you're going to face and who's actually your enemy. And so trusting Holy Spirit and letting him in always in every area of your heart, so he imprints his perspective on the way you see yourself, the way you see God, the way you see your future, the way you see circumstances and situations that happen in your life on a daily basis, like all the time. You build confidence in that salvation. And again, we're talking about processes of salvation. We're not talking about just the gift that we're receiving. We're talking about a whole journey that starts happening in our entire lifetime. So when our confidence is grown in our salvation, that's where our defense system and our like protection of the mind starts getting stronger and better and clearer. Does that make sense to you guys? When I started analyzing this, I'm like, wow, this is actually amazing. The more confident you can be in yourself and who you are, this goes back to identity, who your God is, what he has planned for you, what he says about your future, the more stronger your immune system is going to be, the more stronger your mindset is going to be withstanding and really being able to discern when the enemy's thoughts come and when like you're under attack. When something is start coming your way that is against you and that is trying to destroy you or steal from you time or really put you in a bad place or a situation or put anything that is not supposed to be there, you start having a very clear discernment that that's the enemy and you start opposing him. You start fighting, because that's what Paul talks about. He's saying oppose that what is coming against you. Point two that I want to make is the cross. This is actually really powerful. I forgot who he says. people of the old, if you start studying out the history, the last 200, 300 years or whatever, these men, they walked in such a basic level of the gospel, not what we have right now. I feel like our theology is that it is so ridiculous. You know, it's like it's so deep and heavy. You're like, wow. These men that walked throughout the past, you know, 100 years or so, they walked in a basic gospel, literally the basic gospel, like what the power of the cross is. They went on streets, they saw crazy healing, supernatural stuff. They seen crazy amounts of people getting saved. They saw the supernatural. I was just reading, forgot what the guy's name was, a testimony that he was sharing. There was this captain. There was this situation that this guy was, next time I'll, if I'll find this guy, next time I'll share his name. It was like 150 years ago. He was trying to make this event that he was attending for like, four decades, 40 years or whatever, he was attending this event. So he was stuck on this ship and this heavy fog that just came on the ship. And the captain was like, we can't move. We have to pretty much park and wait for this fog to disappear because we don't know the direction where we're going to be going and what we're going to be, you know, what we're doing right now. And so this man of God says, I have to be there by tomorrow for this event and I'm not missing it, because he was meeting some big people or whatever of the city. And so this captain's like, well, first time in 4 decades, you're going to be late. And he's like, no, he's like, let's pray. Because every single time he journeyed, he was a Christian man that journeyed with God for 50, 60 years. He's like, every time that I prayed to God, my God answered me. So they literally together, they go. And so this captain didn't even believe what he was saying. They go into the bunker. They start praying. This man of God just says a couple of sentences, rebuking the fog that was in that place. And so as this captain was starting to pray, this man of God is like, you know what? You don't have faith and belief in your heart. Don't even pray. It's already done. He's like, let's go outside and see what it looks like. They literally come out of this bunker. The fog is completely lifted off. And I was like, wow, like anything and everything. If you walk in the simple gospel, if you believe the simple truths that are there, if your heart is pure and you're sold out, anything and everything that you encounter on a daily basis, this stuff, like, it works. You pray and things happen. And so your mind has to be protected. Your mind has to be a single focused mind. You can't be divided in your mind and in your heart. When attacks, one of the things that I'm noticing Christians right now, attacks come, negative thoughts come, boom, they go on a roller coaster. Sometimes it's months, sometimes it's weeks. And God doesn't, like, He gives us very simple, basic stuff, super simple strategies, what to do that works, that you don't have to go that route and actually go through these extra hoops that you always have to, you know, overcome, and then like doubting your salvation and doubting that you're a Christian and doubting that you have a faith or doubting that you have a future. God says, salvation, put the helmet, protect yourself, get insurance. Like, this is literally, it's like insurance, and there, it's very practical to put this on. You just do it. Cross, timeless and eternal doorway. It's a testimony of Jesus Christ. His testimony needs to become a lifestyle and a practical walk, like walk out every single day. And this is what I'm talking about. From all of these men that I studied throughout the history, all of them, they took the simple truth and they walked it out. Nowadays, a lot of us, we have head knowledge. We know it all. We know so many different theologies and so many different, you know, options of what Christianity looks like. We can debate anybody and we'll win, logically speaking, right? But practically speaking, when you get put in a situation, dude, you're laid out on your butt. You don't know, like, you don't know what to say or what to do, because it's like, you know, when rubber meets the road, it's not happening. I'm just being super real and genuine, because I'm after the power and authority. I'm after the simple gospel that you say two words and a bunch of families and half a city get saved. You know, that's where it's at. You don't have to get complicated. You don't have to go to no throne rooms. You literally, if you either you have it or you don't have it. When you mention the name of Jesus Christ, things start shifting and things start happening. It ain't that complicated. When us as Christians, when we really walk it, when we believe it, when we really lay down all of our lives, it becomes reality. It truly becomes reality. And I wanna talk about it. I wanna prophesy it. I wanna align my life with it. And I wanna see me step into it and then us step into it, all of us, because it belongs to us. The power of the cross. The power of the cross, it's a living testimony of Jesus. When we accept Him, His testimony starts living in us. What that means is that our futures are hidden in Him. It's for us to discover. We don't know, like a lot of times when you know, like Daniel was saying, the dry seasons and all kinds of seasons that we go through as Christians, when you start praying, you don't know what to pray about. You're like, I mean, God knows you inside out, right? It's like, what do I say? You start praying in tongues. The Spirit knows what to pray about. You start getting into God's presence. A lot of times, like even next year is coming up, you know, at the end of every year, I start really pressing in and I'm like, God, what is 2025 going to look like for me? I'm seeking direction from His Spirit and from Him. And it's like everything is hidden in Him, in that cross. For us, it's a matter of stepping out, being faithful, being obedient, because that's literally what we have as Christians, is faith in Him and Him in us. All victories and solutions to every problem that we encounter till this day or even in 10 years, He already knows it. And being connected as a branch to the vine, to Jesus, all of that just becomes in the right place at the right time. Everything just flows together in perfect harmony. This is not about feelings, emotions. It's not about what we're seeing with our natural eyes. Salvation, helmet of salvation. You know that He died 2,000 years ago, and you know that you know it's real, and you know that you know what you accepted and the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. That's all that matters. That's what you put your faith in. That's what you put everything that you believe in who you are on. So to continue, this is a huge, huge key right here for us as Christians to take and practice. This is a continuation of Ephesians 6, 18. Let's read verses 18. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. You see what Paul is saying? This is crazy. Every day when you're in school, you don't know what's happening. You feel like you're getting attacked or something is happening in your mind. You have a bad day or negative thoughts are flowing. You start praying. You literally start praying in tongues if you don't know what to say. If a person comes up to me and they're asking you for a prayer because they're having like, this is the next part of, let me finish this. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. So not only is Paul saying to pray for yourself, but he also says partner up and pray for each other. Because when you come in agreement on a certain thing together, things start happening and it works. Prayer works. So this helmet, the way you protect it, it is so simple. A lot of people right now, sorry, I know I'm kind of jumping from thought to thought. One of the things that I started noticing lately the last few years is a lot of prayers have been taken out of churches, out of Christian circles. And this is really crazy because this is one of the biggest keys for Christians to be truly successful, protected, in the right place at the right time, and truly be together in unity. There's a lot of theology. There's a lot of programs. There's a lot of all kinds of different stuff. But when it comes to prayer, people don't pray. It's boring for them. They don't tap into it. They don't understand it. It takes time. There is no fruits or results from it, you know. But Paul is saying to be putting the whole armor, that's the whole key to this whole thing. Ephesians from chapter 6, from 10 to 17, everything we just read is the key, is prayer. He's saying pray for in every situation for yourself. Pray for each other for every single need. And truly rely on God. Holy Spirit is with us. It is so crazy. Like a lot of times, either prepping for sermons or different events or something, I don't know what it's going to look like. I just literally come before God and I start praying about it. and just thought patterns start forming and God starts leading me and explaining to me and things starts happening. When Jesus was sending out his disciples, he didn't ask them or tell them, you know, get a 5-year plan going. He says, go, don't even take any money with you. Don't take any food with you. Just go. With God, like that's what our Christian life looks like. If God is commanding you to do something, don't overthink it. Because when it comes to our thoughts, we get into trouble when we start overthinking. How many of you guys ever been in a season where you start overthinking? Anybody? Oh, some of us. Okay, not all of us. Some of us are perfect. That's literally one of the things that when I look back, I'm like, oh my God, overthinking has caused so much problems into my life. It is ridiculous. God's commandments are super simple. It's not complicated. You take it at face value what God's word says and you go practice it and you start truly walking it out and see the power, the supernatural power that's happening. We can do on our end, what it takes is obedience. Everything else is on God. So if he tells you to do something, speak his word or pray or bless, whatever that looks like, he's gonna take care of everything else. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what it looks like in a moment. So when Paul is saying, pray in the spirit at all times and on every occasion, he's not talking about if you feel it, if you don't, he's not talking about the roller coaster of daily emotions that go on. He's not saying here that it's our Christian duty and we have to do it, right? Like for a lot of Christians, it's like, I didn't pray today. I have to get my word in and my prayer in, like whatever that looks like, just so you can do a check mark. It's not like that. Paul is saying this from a perspective of a warrior, and he's saying this that you have to be strong enough and vigilant enough when attacks come your way. And this whole time I'm talking about your mind, the thoughts that come your way on a daily basis. So before things happen and before these thoughts enter into your mind, you already have to be sensitive in your spirit. You have to be vigilant that when they come, you can discern. This is not my thought. This is the enemy doing something. You start praying about it. You start giving it to God. Like, God, let me understand this thought. What is the consequence of this thought? If I really start walking this out, where am I gonna end up? Like, what's the fruit and what's the end result of this action if I'm gonna take it? Does that make sense? It's very important because this is a journey. God really wants us to take helmet of salvation and journey it out. Literally, it's a lifestyle. Walking out the testimony of Jesus Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. We are humans, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. Unyielded thoughts take over your life and truly take you into wrong places. This is so important because as simple as it is, this is one of the reasons we should have our daily devotional moment where we analyze our inside world. We analyze our actions. We analyze what's been happening as far as circumstances, people, if to feel out the truth in behind the scenes. Like when I'm in my prayer, a lot of times when I get into prayer, I have half an hour, whatever it looks like. I ask Holy Spirit, what is happening? I start analyzing all of the thoughts. I start analyzing my yesterday. I start analyzing my today, where I'm going. I start feeling out and praying for my people. I'm like, is anybody going through the struggles? And I start praying over them, protection and wisdom and all kinds of stuff. And this is truly, then that's how peace comes in. You know that in the background, there is nothing going on and you are safe and you are protected and you are ready for the day. If something happens during the day, you're already ready to speak and fight it. This helmet protects from our sin nature and from our enemy. A lot of times, if we don't know if it's enemy attacking, it will be your flesh nature that's attacking. So this is literally an antidote and a security system for both of those. I want to read Psalms 119, 97 through 104. All throughout Bible, God talks to us about keeping our focus on Him and on the cross. He really, it's the enemy is always after our focus. He sends the wrong people so our focus can get off. He sends the wrong situations so our focus can get off of Him. He sends different emotions and sometimes pushes different buttons so our focus can get off of Him. When our focus is on Him, we see things very clearly. As soon as our focus gets turned somewhere else, we start glitching. So it's like literally, God always talks about us being as kids, believing Him, trusting Him, walking with Him. All the things that kids do, they don't worry about tomorrow. They don't worry about different experiences. They don't know what they're going to eat tomorrow, but they trust their parents completely that they're going to get taken care of. Same with this. Let's read Psalms 119. Oh, how I love your instruction. I think about them all day long. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. This is David in the Old Testament before even Jesus. This is him focusing all the days on his God. Can you imagine that? He takes God's command or his law and he just chews it. He meditates on it. He doesn't think about all the negatives of how many people are dying or what kind of war and what kind of battle he needs to go in. He's taking God's word and he's meditating on it. He was a warrior. I can't even imagine how many people they killed during his lifetime. Can you guys imagine that? Like right now, we have cars, we got jobs, it's super secure right now, completely different reality than we live. David, on the other hand, he lived in a completely different place. Completely different place, unsafe place. His heart, his mind was always set on God. Love your instruction, to think about them all day long. He just takes something and he chews it. He thinks about it, he sees different perspectives on it. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies. Wisdom comes from thinking about God's things, kingdom first and his righteousness. They are a constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers. Wow. For I am always thinking about your laws. I am wiser than my elders, for I keep your commandments. He walks it out. He doesn't just read it, think about it, and then goes and does his own thing. He walks it out. To him, that's real. Everything, every word that God says, he keeps it close to his heart and is his lifestyle. I have refused to walk in any evil path so that I may remain obedient to your word. That's crazy. You can't be divided. If you're for God, you're against the other side. Same goes with your thoughts. When your thoughts get set on God, you can't let in all the other negative thoughts because they're not yours. They're literally the enemy's thoughts. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. How sweet your words taste to me. Dang, this is crazy. David even tasted God's word. This was so real to him and so deep. You are sweeter than honey. Your commands give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. To David, what he's saying here, he was such a lover of Jesus, but also God was everything to him. When it comes to our mind, we have to study his word, understand his world. Like, if there is an enemy and if he strategizes, if he has strategies that go against you for your, you know, to kill you, to steal, to destroy, whatever that looks like, you have to understand what it looks like. Meaning that, like, if it's a negative thought, identify it, deal with it, and when it comes next time, you're gonna know what's coming your way. you're already not even going to think about it. When I started thinking about my life, how it was in the beginning, having my ups and downs and roller coasters, when I let these negative thoughts in, sometimes it's months, you know, you're just going through your rough patches and this and that. And what it looks like now, I can identify certain things on the spot. Certain thoughts come, certain triggers come, like happen. And I'm already in God's presence. I'm already praying it out. I'm already like surrendering to God. I'm like, I know the enemy, like I can already smell his attacks. Does that make sense? Either on my life or people around me. And this is not in a bragging way in any sense or form. I'm just saying, when you really surrender your God, and the deeper you go into it, and the more you like walk out and the responsibilities that he put on you, the enemy is really gonna like go hard after you and trying to deceive you, steal your time, steal your focus, and put it on other things that are like worthless, that don't like the focus and the attention and the energy that you put, you know, into, it's fruitless. Everything you think about and everything you let into your life and heart, it has to bring fruit one way or another. That's what it's all about. And so when God says, put on your helmet of salvation, he says, everything my word says, like the cross, it is already finished works. That's it. It's a done deal. It's my gift to you. But now, son, get your own testimony rolling. Like, put on this helmet of salvation. Believe everything I did for you and walk in that power and authority. And see what Jesus does through your life. When you have this system, security system, as I call it, set for your mind, always ask yourself questions. What are these thoughts? Like, understand the thoughts that come into your life. Different seasons, different moments are going to come. Understand, process them, give time for yourself to understand, like, if it's an attack, study it. Why is this happening? Is this an open door? Is this something coming from me or like, is somebody releasing something onto my life? Is this coming from previous generations? Like, really study what God is doing with your heart and in a moment and what really is happening in a spirit realm. When you are consistent on this journey, day in and day out, year in and year out, not only this reality is going to become real to you, but the spirit reality is going to be real to you, and you're going to understand when the enemy is trying to steal from you, you're going to be right there, suited up and ready to fight and not let him take anything from you or your family. This is really, really, again, for me personally, it's really like simple, but at the same time, even I, you know, I kind of fall for these things. You let in a thought and then this virus comes in and your mood starts shifting and changing and you're like, what is happening? You go back, you start catching these thoughts, you start repenting. You're like, that wasn't my thought. Why did I let it in? You're like, start surrendering that thought to Jesus. I'm like, take it away. That was definitely not a healthy thing for me to start thinking about or pondering or even go that direction. When you protect your mind, you protect your whole life, you protect your future, you protect your body, you protect people around you. That is crazy how much our system, our brain and our mind and our thought pattern, how much effect and how much fruit it brings. So simple, you would think, right? Thoughts that are unseen. We have thoughts, we have so many different, hundreds of thoughts every single day. And all of them carry something. There is always something behind every thought. And it's on us to be very vigilant and to truly help Holy Spirit, like, lead us and guide us so the enemy doesn't steal, kill, and destroy nothing from us. That's all I have. Let's stand up and let's pray the Holy Spirit shows us. If there is something that's happening in your guys' life, that whatever I was speaking today, it ministered to you, let the Holy Spirit take you deeper in this, to really expose the lies, to expose strongholds, to expose something that is dragging you down and trying to put you down and really take you from God's will and take you some other direction that you're not supposed to go. Holy Spirit, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being our God, for being and living in us, for being there every step of the way. I just ask that this armor of God that you want us to walk in, I just ask that this becomes practical I ask that this becomes real to every person. I ask that our minds are aligned with your minds and your heart's desire. I just ask for your mercy and your grace to rest on every person. It literally, our success, our good future, our connection with you, everything starts with our minds, our perspective. I just ask that you rest on every person, on every mind, and you give us the perspective of Christ, that you mold us, that you shield us truly into your victorious warriors, that we can be vigilant and we can be armed and ready when things come that are not supposed to be in our life, that we can fight it, we can defend it, and we can be victorious every time. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for truly aligning us with your will and your heart's desires, that we can live in your peace and your joy and in your rest, not focusing on the enemy, but focusing on you, but being very aware what's around us. Thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty, give him a shout. Give him a shout. He's worthy.